The absolutely classic Australian pixel art gem, Unpacking, is now on Apple Arcade. Experience the incredible storytelling in this wordless object placement puzzle game and be forever changed after. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Xbox loses two leaders in major shakeup. The RAM pricing crisis hits a bunch of handhelds, and two classic Pokemon games are coming to Switch. Here is the news for Sunday, 22nd of February, plus all the upcoming games launching this week. Let's go!
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
We wake up and overnight two of the top tier leaders of Xbox have been ousted in a pretty major move. Phil Spencer, who's been the face of Xbox as the Microsoft Gaming CEO and will be retiring, and I use that term in air quotes, because Xbox President Sarah Bond is also gone at the same time. It's hard to not see this as a bit of a reset. Spencer has been at Microsoft for 38 years, so he's pretty much at retirement age and has been leading the game division for 12 years.
Xbox has had a pretty rough run recently. It's well behind the PlayStation 5. It's had some pretty major price increases to Xbox Game Pass, and exclusive titles are few and far between. Coming in to take over is a non-gamer and former AI leader at Microsoft, Asha Sharma, who has been working on all of Microsoft's AI efforts, which that gives me pause, to say the least. But hey, Microsoft has to do something, as the Series X has basically faded into irrelevance. We'll see how this all goes. We'll bring you more as it comes to hand.
The memory shortage saga continues this week, affecting the availability and price of multiple handhelds. The Steam Deck is out of stock in some regions, with Valve adding a note on the official storefront saying it's due to memory and storage shortages. And Asus has raised the price of the ROG Xbox Ally X by around $200 in Japan and $150 in Australia. And it's bad news for anyone building or looking to upgrade their PCs, because it's about to get a lot harder to buy consumer hard drives.
Yeah, that's right. Two of the world's biggest hard drive manufacturers, Western Digital and Seagate, have just sold out, and Toshiba is looking to be next. The news comes from the latest business reports, with the CEOs of both companies explaining orders have been fully allocated for the calendar year, with Seagate CEO William Mosley saying the company won't be expanding production, but instead will be focusing on increasing hard drive capacities for the coming years. This all comes down to the insane level of demand from the manufacturer's top customers. This is all to service massive data centers for companies like Google, Meta, and OpenAI. And of course, this means if you do manage to get your hands on one in the coming year, you can scream at those companies for the wildly inflated price.
Not going to lie, I forgot I needed a hard drive for my computer, so I immediately went and bought one.
Well done. Get in while you can, seriously.
Because my entire life had been waiting for this moment.
In Sonic news, Kristen Bell has been announced as the voice of Amy Rose in the Sonic the Hedgehog 4 movie. We got a small snippet of her at the end of the third movie, but we had no idea about the voice actor until this week. Kristen Bell, of course, voices Anna in Frozen, is in The Good Place, Veronica Mars, and more.
We don't know much about the next movie besides the fact that it'll have Metal Sonic and Amy. We can easily assume that the rest of the gang will be back for this film, and maybe we'll see more of a team up with Shadow and Sonic. Either way, these movies are just so much fun to watch. It's set for release around March next year.
It's crazy how far this franchise has come from that first Sonic.
It really has.
Render with his little mini face. And they turned that around, and now we're up to our fourth movie. Wow.
Who would have thought?
Wild.
oops, someone might have updated the Nintendo eShop too early because fans spotted Pokemon Fire Red and Leaf Green in the coming soon section and they weren't officially announced. There is heaps of upcoming Pokemon content thanks to Pokemon Day on February 28, but this was the first we heard about some of the older games being available, although now Pokemon has officially revealed them as upcoming titles.
From the size of the file, it looks like they're the original Game Boy Advance titles and not remasters, which honestly I'm fine with. Give us more of the old Pokemon games, but what's really gross is that there's already a Game Boy Advance emulator on the Switch too. You know, the one that they include as part of their also super gross subscription model. So they could have just included these as part of that instead of being sold separately if they're just ROMs. But no, these over 20-year-old games will instead be $30 in Australia and $20 in the US. They'll be available after the Pokemon Presents presentation, but you can pre-order them now.
Oh, just a link, oh, you beauty!
If you followed us at PAX Oz last year, you probably saw the wonderfully chaotic game called Project Footy. The exciting news is it's coming out this year. It's an arcade-style Australian rules football game where you use power-ups to score goals, make players giant, teleport across the field, or my favourite, turn everyone into seagulls. The devs announced this week that the game is launching on all platforms and they treated us to a new trailer, which showed more of the high-energy sporting chaos.
They got Auntie Donna's Broden Kelly involved in the game, with him voicing some of the commentary and also as a playable character in-game. There will be a PC demo available for a limited time during the upcoming Steam Next Fest, which starts on Monday and runs to the 2nd of March. This is such a fun game, and clearly the devs had a great time making it. There's no official release date other than this year, but you can bet we'll be keeping an eye out for it. Well, how do we know it's a fun game? It's not out yet.
We played it a bit at PAX.
Oh, sorry, I missed that part. Ignore that.
That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
A nice little spin-off for Witcher fans hits PC and mobile this week, Reigns the Witcher. It takes the swipe left, swipe right mechanic of dating apps to give you a choose-your-own-adventure through the worlds of Grumpy Geralt fighting man. I didn't write that. Gianni wrote that. I respect Geralt. A cool one to kill some time on the bus while you're killing some monsters. It's out on the 25th.
For this week's dose of nostalgia, check out Raiden Fighter's Remix Collection. 30 years on from the release of the first game of this iconic scroller shooter, and this collection brings all six of the games together in one package, with quality of life improvements, a remix soundtrack, and an online ranking system. That's coming to PlayStation 4 and 5 and the Switch on the 26th.
The big drop this week is Resident Evil Requiem. It's been 30 years since Raccoon City was destroyed in Nemesis, and Requiem has you swapping between two playable characters, Grace and Leon S. Kennedy, both with unique playstyles, surviving nightmarish horrors, because of course you are. It's Resident Evil. That's out on all platforms on the 27th.
And also out on the 27th is Lysara Summit Kingdom. It's a city builder with a twist, and that twist being you have to build it on a mountain, which means dealing with uneven terrain, terrible weather, and deadly hazards like avalanches. You can grab it on all platforms this Friday.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening.
It is Review City on sifter.com.au this week. We've dug into four games: Goblin Sushi, a fast-paced cooking game; Key Fairy, an Australian-made non-violent twin-stick shooter; Mario Takes to the Court in Mario Tennis Fever; and Those Sims Get Regal in Sims 4 Royalty and Legacy. Read all of those reviews now on our website, that's sifter.com.au. That address again, sifter.com.au.
Sifter is produced by Fiona Bartholomaeus, myself, Kat Jahn, Naomi Jackson, Chris Button, and Adam Christian. Mitch Lowe is senior producer who edited this episode, and Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer and script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Soldier Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey, Hey there, Gianni here on Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast. Mina Shamali from ABC Classics Game Show joins us once again to go back through the best soundtracks of 2025, and there might be a theme that connects them all.
It could be that composers are unafraid to write songs and bring lyrics to the foreground. You see it with a few of the mentions, the few of these scores you're going to hear today. And not that it wasn't always the case, but I feel like composers have become more fearless around this. And I'm quite enjoying that because it expands what it means to be a video game score.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can watch it on YouTube or head to our website, sifter.com.au.